No, I'm saying next tomorrow. You go back to the
Mura says like this. Omar.
Someone unplugged the.
What?
Someone unplugged the.
What'd you say?
No, someone unplugged the speaker.
Okay, so we'll plug it in. Chia Barabo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara initially had thought, at least, that he was buying it with Kenyan Kesef. Or, okay, now the Gemara goes on to Mashicha. Okay, once we leave Kenyan Kesef, we go on to Mashicha. So the Gemara says, "Amar Chia Barabbah Rabbi Yoch, Lo Shilim Shilamamish, Gagon Shama Hareini Mishalei, Afa Pisha Lo Shilim." Okay, yes. Okay. Not Shilim, Lo to the Shalom Shilim, in Lo Shilim Lo. Am I safe? And Nishba. Time to the Rotsa. Her Rotsa has to be Shaloshin. El Meholek El Mash. Can't prove anything from the death. Tanya Kavot Sidi Rabbi Yochanan. Hasoch Hepar Mechavero. Nigvin of all. Oma Halo. Hareni Mishalim. Veni Nishba. Yachach Nitzaganev. Misham Tashon Kemel Usoch. Okay. So Bryce is like Rabbi Yochanan. On Rav Pocha, show me chinom. Kevin shama peshaiti, machna le kfeila. The boy, but the nafshe b'vneva. The whole thing, bad chest cold. Wait a second. The boy, so it's not just he volunteered to pay. He was mechayev himself to pay. If he says in front of Bezin Peshaiti, so Bezin says, okay, chayev. He says, I'm paying. You don't have to chase me. You don't have to do anything. I'm paying. Why? He had an option of saying Yeshua Sheker. He could have said, take a shvua. And he didn't do, he didn't take the option of being a shakran. He says, I did it, I'm paying, and zel. Shama socha, kem shama nignava, makna le kfele. You boy put an afshi b'shvua, amaz. Shol shama harem ishalim, lo makna le kfele. But may have a mifta. How did he part himself? Mesa machmas malocha, mesa machmas malocha lo shriach. What does Lo Shriach mean? That he didn't think of it, or he's embarrassed to lie with such an outrageous lie. Omer of Papa Shol Nami came and showed my Rain Mishan Maklakfel, the boy put the Navshi, Mason Machmas Maloch. Omer of Zvid, Hochi Omer Abai. Shol Achi Shalit, my time. Ho Chol Hanor Shalo, Bidibur Lo Maklakfel. What does he say? He says like this, that I'm acting nice to you. I'm going out of my way for you. I'm not forcing you to take me to beds and take me to the police or anything. And because I'm acting so nice to you and doing everything for you, making your life easy, so you're being mocked me the cave. But that's only if, let's say, the Shomachinim is getting nothing for it. And he's getting nothing for it. He's doing a favor to the Mafki. And then he does a double favor to the Mafki. He agrees to pay. Okay, the Mafki says, you did me a favor by watching it. And yeah, you're doing me a favor by agreeing to pay. Fine. But what happens in a show called Hanar Shalom? He's getting everything. And so he's doing a little favor, and it's not much of a favor. Because after all, Shaul's chayv and onsen. Could have gotten out with an outrageous claim. Could have gotten out of this. He has to pay himself. The pashas is the question as at what point is the mafgid willing to be marked on the kefal? Says the Tosfos, Shol Achi Yishalim, Ho Cholan Arshol, High Time Afilim Histon Lios Plashom Bechinim, Lo Kona Achi Yishalim, Lo Time Eleel, the Mishum Lo Shrichim Histon Lios Kisham Bechon, Lo Kepo, Po the Navshi Begnev Aved the Shrich. Okay. Tanya Kavasi the Rav Zvid. Shol Por Mechaver V'Nignava. A code on the key of our show was shilling. We are going to take Almasham to some careful show. She covered her papa, Vadalo, had you two fish in the bath, so lame it have a chip to Moch my papa, a limbus named Dictonic Shilling, who came to Bahama, Hanami, Bahama, me domi, Hossam Log Tony, keep Hoshik not the kidim, my kidim, kidim Vama. Gabby so Vama, Gabby show kidim, Shmam not Dafrik Tony. Midi Gabba Hadodi Tanya. Shalunu Latanoi the Bear of Khir Rab Oshiram Gabadorit Nana. Okay. This is a very straightforward question. Is at what point is he willing to say, okay, you keep them? Now that's a very straightforward Gemara. Pshita Om Aini Mishalim. Because we are Maharani Mishalim. Change his mind. Oh, God, Maharani Mishalim. He said, Harani Mishalim. Oh, fuck yeah, just the other. Elo Maharani Mishalim. Okay, and then he changes his mind. Oh, Maharani Mishalim, my. He changed his mind. He isn't changing. He's just pushing him off. He needs time to get money. The question is, first of all, can he change his mind? Like, and what's the Gemara suffix? So Rabbeinu Tam, in the beginning, says he can change his mind. But then, Rabbeinu Tam in the end says he can't change his mind. Okay, let's say according to Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning, he's allowed to change his mind. The question l'chora is, did he change his mind or he didn't change his mind? Why should he change his mind? Well, he's offered to pay, and when he offered to pay, you know, he's going to pay. But he still needs time to get money together. So check. Yeah, he's spending money left and right, and this is just $20. So it's not. Check. Ask him. Find out what he wants. Is he planning or not planning? So it seems to be a very strange question. It's a take of what he's intending to do. A take of what he's intending to do. It's weird. Okay. But not always shown him. Go with this. Let's see. Various Rishonim. Take a look on the Ramban. First, let's back up a little bit. Yeah. What? He has 30, and normally he has 30 days. Friend, I go into Bezdin, a normal case, I go into Bezdin, and Bezdin passes after pay. Bezdin gives me 30 days. Hold on. That's a very good question. What are we doing now? So, the question is, at what point was he marked on the cave? At the point he said it, or the point they kicked it with the Ganav. Now, there's no cave. Because according to Tosas, he marked him not only the Parol Kvei, he marked the Atzma. So, okay, just let me just pursue this for a while. First, we have to ask ourselves a question, a very simple question. And this is something that goes back to a lot of things we're talking about. Makne parlik fela, if it's just parlik fela, is a very strange thing. And we discussed this. So, it's a din and geneva, or a din and geneva. There's something in the Gemara that doesn't make sense. It's not just a din and geneva, it's given in all shvach haba meyelof. The guy by Yukra Vazul, if the price goes up, and other things. I'm giving you rights. No. And as of when, right now I said Hareni Mashale. I'm giving you rights. Okay. Once you have the rights, you have the rights. It's finished. So you can say no. When they catch the Ganev, that's when you get the right. Wait a second. So then the question is, once they offer to pay him best, then the whole Rabbi Natamish. Apparently, the moment I say Harani Mishalim, I don't know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is evaluating, he's allowed to change his mind or he's not allowed to change his mind. According to the Tzad that he's allowed to change his mind, the question, did he change his mind? Now, Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind about whether you can change your mind. That's... But if you remember anything from Masechta Shavuos, those who were with me from Masechta Shavuos, Rabbeinu Chananel says you are allowed to change your mind. That's Yosef Tainus in the Rambam. You are allowed to change your mind. So, if you take a look in the Ritva Chadoshim, not the Ritva Yeshonim. Now, just to give you a little history lesson. The Ritva was a Talmud of the and the Rashba. The old Ritva everyone knew was not the real Ritva on Bar Metzia. It's someone from the Beis Medrash of the Rosh. Very heavily you see the influence of the Rosh there. It's the now the Rosh, just to put every the Ritva was a Talmud of the Rashba and the Ra'ah. And when the Rosh came to Spain, when he ran away from Germany, he was a contemporary of the Rashba. So this Ritva Yeshonim is a contemporary of the real Ritva. That's why a lot of people got confused. Okay, so let's see how he describes Pevish. V'nimtza ganav. V'anifka toveh hakeifel. V'shul shomer b'chit. Harenim asharen. Mi amrinu d'mehed akadabeh. D'ba eten l'cho yochol l'achzbo. Avom moch l'och eni yochol l'achzbo. Oof. What's the suffix in the Gemara? If I say, he gives, let's say you owe me 10,000 shekel. And I say, I'm ochel. Tomorrow I say, I changed my mind. Too bad. I'm ochel, the whole's gone. It's gone. Today I say, you know, I'm in a great mood. I'm going to give you a 10,000 shekel present. Tomorrow I said I got in a bad mood. I'm not giving you a 10,000 shekel. I changed my mind. Close my eyes. I don't do anything. Hareni Meshalem. It's like a mechilo, like a matana. So here he puts it not in psychological terms and try to understand what this haknos hakeful is. You can change your mind, you can't change your mind. And it l'chore, it has nothing to do with the whole Rabbeinu Tam issue. The vitohor, the mavatale, the came in the mechusa gavainahu, etin lo havi motzi hodabe, o dilma lo havi komadachila, with love vitohor. I don't mind Rabbeinu Mishalim, I feel like he, I'm a pashaiti, the mechayev medina, but motzi hodabe vidu. He says, if I'm mechayev myself in Besdin, is am I giving you a maton or am I mechayev myself in Besdin? Okay. Let's back up to where I was going before Rabbi Fried interrupted me, and you'll see I was going from one end. It's the same thing from a different end. You take a look in the Ramban. Ramban says like this. What happens if two Edom come and say he was a posheah? So he's not mechayev himself in anything. What is the favor that he's doing him? That I'm mechayev myself, or I could have made myself potter. So the Ramban says like this at the very beginning. In the very first Ramban, in the Perek, Lo boy lamayit elo shem loha yoyochol lifter atzo b'shvua k'nuyesh edim shenignav b'pshia api sheshilein v'lo yitzchir l'beinir lo makna k'feila. Okay, the two Edom who show up and say, you're a posheh, you're chayef. So what favor is he doing him? Yeah, we could go to Bezdin, and it's going to be a whole thing, and the Bezdin is going to cross-examine him, and et cetera, et cetera. Ramban says, no. He's not makna d'kfeil, I'm a chayef myself when I could have patted myself. But I'm a chayev myself when I could have patted myself. But I have to be mechayev myself. Okay, that's number one question. Another question. Let's say I'm a chayev myself and it's a matona. For instance, there are two Edim who say it was an owner's gadol. And I said, listen, I'll pay anyway. What I'm mechayev myself. I'm not mechayev myself on chiyuvei shmira. If I say pashaiti, I'm mechayev myself on chiyuvei shmira. But here I'm saying, listen, I have two edim who say it's an onus. I don't have to do anything. Bezin, you cross examine them. But I'll be a nice guy. I'll pay anyway. Lechora, that's a matana. I tell, and lechora, if it's a matana, I should be able to change my mind. Because today I say I'm giving you a matana, tomorrow I say I won't give you a matana. So let's see what the Ramban says about it. Now a sukkah. He says, Mikan lomed Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Shomer v'bezna reni mishal v'ni nishba, o shomer l'chaveh r'tzon sh'shomer. Then in all cases, I'm chayim myself in Bezdin. Until Bezdin paskins, I can change my mind. And he doesn't have the Rabbeinu Tam reversal of Tosfos. If I know Hilchos Rabbeinu Gadol, then he yochel achzbo. Advarim near him came. They can't change his mind. He can't change his mind. So if he can't change his mind, what's the Gemara talking about? He can't change his mind. Can you change your mind? You can't change your mind. The Odesh, he says, Pevish Shmain Kachum, I mean, I'm ahead of Kohadabe, from Machnele Kvela, I've been saying Yochel Achsebo, when I didn't, Kem Shechol Sebo, I said, I'm changing your mind. Wait a second, you're not allowed to change your mind. Okay, you know what? I think I can. Let's go to bed. The moment he forces him to go to Bezdin, even though he's wrong, he was mechayev himself. So what do you see? According to the Rambam, so he's not machtam l'kveila. My question is a very simple question. And that was Rabbi Fried's question. If he's machtam l'kveila, he has the kveila. If he has this chus that he got, he has this chus that he got. So apparently, even if I can't change my mind, I have machai myself, I don't get that chus and kefil, even though it goes back, either Lishna Kama from the very beginning. That going back only happens when Bezdin Pask, at a Pesach of Bezdin. When Bezdin, if he went glut, and I didn't have to go to Bezdin, and I walked into Bezdin, and we just walked straight through the thing without any headache. Because Kefil's not going to be without a pack of Bezdin. When Bezdin Paskins, and there was, you get the man with absolutely no headache, and you're machayiv yourself. Without any headache in Bezdin Paskins, you are kona, that's when you're kona lama freya. That seems to be the Rambam. Let's see. The high perusha. Filo oma harenim eshalim, shavadei poshaiti. That means if I go into Bezdin, I say I was a vaday pashaiti. So I'm chay myself. And then I say no. I changed my mind. No one questions that if I go into Bezdin and I say I was a poshaya gomer, that I can't change my mind. If someone ties to me in front of Bezdin something, and I borrow 10,000 shekels. I say, I borrow 10,000 shekels. I agree. So that's Hodos Baldin Kameh, it's all finished. The whole Rabbeinu Tam is when I voluntarily am machayev myself to something. Not that I admit to a fact. Bezdin doesn't know. And I don't say anything. I said, listen, it's a suffix this way, so who needs a headache? I'll pay. That is the whole suffix in Rabbeinu Tam, whether at that point you can change your mind. But if I say, I did borrow 10,000 shekels, I was a poshir, so you can't change. That hodos b'adam kemei d'dom, I can't say I was fooling around. You don't fool around in business. So, but according to the Ramban, it's not a suffix whether he definitely, if it was a suffix, he's mechayev himself or not, it won't apply in the case where he said vadei peshaiti. But given the fact that the Ramban says that the Haknor Kefil, by the time Bezdin Paskins, you owe X amount of money. When Bezdin Paskins, you owe X amount of money. At that time, everything went glatt and smooth, and you made no tirchus, you didn't have to have edim, you didn't have to have cross examinations, you came into Bezdin with a straight thing. These are the things. Bezdin says, okay, fine, chayev. Then Lamafreya. That's how the Ramban is learning. That was what bought, right?
Yeah.
What'll be in the following? I'll give you something to keep in mind. What happens in the following situation? Let's look at the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. Yeah, which Tosus is Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban's Rabbeinu Tam. The beginning of Rabbeinu Tam, the end of Rabbeinu Tam.
The one that
you could be chosen. Yeah.
So when you according to the regulation, it says that you would get the kefa by the Amira, it's only at the
Psach Bezin? That's definitely so. The Ramban says, even if you can't be chosen, you only get it at the Psach Bezin. Now I have the following question. Tol HaKon HaKefil, says Rambam Perches Halacha Gimel. Kon HaShvach HaBo Me'elov. It's not a din in Gneva, it's a din in Shvach HaBo Me'elov. Ketza, Hivkir Arba So'im Eitzel Chaveiro. V'harayen Shoven Sela. I gave you a pikadon that's worth 1,000 shekels. The nignavu ovdu, the ama hareni mishalim sela, reni nishva, v'achach nimtzau, and shoven arba, the price went up, harehen shal shomer, reni mishalim ela sela. Okay. Wait one second. What happens? I gave you my parah. Once I gave you my para, you're a shomer. And then it gets lost. I come to Bez and I have to pay. I'm a shomer socha, let's say. It gets lost. And then I say, okay, I'm paying. It's my fault. I'm paying. We don't need Bezdin. I'm paying. And then all of a sudden, the para walks into Bez. The para, you know, things move around. Para's roaming around somewhere and decides to come back home. Para decides to come back home. Oh, no para. So then you kona the shvach habo meyelub. And now the para is worth much more money. The question is, at what point do you kona the shvach habo meyelub? In Kefil is a psak bezna. There's a nimsa haganov. So the Rambam is very interesting. When it comes to Kefil, he says, Amav kerei tzal chaver behemo ken v'nignu o'ovdu. V'shalim. V'nimtza haganav. Yeah, of course you have to have nimtza haganav to mechayev Kefil. But here he doesn't say nimtza haganav. Kol ha'kon ha'kon ha'shvach. Ketzer hivki. So the question at one point. So they come into Besdin, so now it's much more valuable. But what happened? And he says that I said Hareini Mishalim. Let's say I was Mishalim. I'm going to the Shvach. I said Hareini Mishalim. And before there was a chance for Bezin to do anything, the Paro walked in. He's also going to the Shvach. We just said, and the Shas of Psak Bezdin. Exactly in that point, at what point in time, if I could change my mind, so what happens, apparently when the Paro walks into Bezdin, apparently at that time, when the Paro gets found, has to be some future date when I can no longer change my mind. So here is in Psak Bezdin, Bezdin Paskins, I understand. But in case of Ovdu, and it's, you have an animal, you know, a lot of pets, you know, though they get lost, somehow they find their way back home. Pet finds his way back home. Okay, we shall come back to it as when we summarize the sugya in Rishonim. But he says, Mestaber li ki hai pibush. The motzi hodepe. He says, I don't like Rabbeinu Tam. That means first version of Rabbeinu Tam. Why not? If he could change his mind. Vidibur hechi machna lo kfeib le holo tsam chadaita klau. The member oma hodepe. Wait a second. Now we get back to the problem where I freed race. When does he mark that? Epsak Besdin. He says if he's going to change his mind, so there's no svichas das. There's no svichas das. But if he didn't change his mind, if the whole, what is Ramban saying here? He's somehow he's contradicting himself. What I said, I'm going to pay. So as of now, the Shomer gets Shvacha B'me'elof. Okay. Tomorrow, the Shomer says, I changed my mind. Gotta go to Bez. Wait one second. I can't change my mind. But I undid the Kenyan. I now own in this Parah Shvacha B'me'elof. Change your mind, you can't undo those kinyanim. Those kinyanim are there. Oh, no. Yes, if he didn't change his mind until you get into Besdin and Besdin Paskins, then and only then is it turn out Lamafreya, he got it, Mishask Neva, Mishar Rishon, or whatever. So what does Ramban ask you now? There's no Smichas Das. You know why there is Smichas Das? He needs a Smichas Das. Shas Hareini Mishalim, because otherwise, why should give him the kefil? But he can somehow undo the kinyan. That's a little funny. It is there or it's not there. That's the problem of bothering Rabbi Fried. So Ramban talks. So what's happening here? Something's very funny happening here. Has to be explained. So, it's only if I'm a chai of myself, where, in a way, that you don't have any headaches down to the end. The moment any headache I cause you, it's gone. But if I'm not a chai of myself, so it means Ramban has, in order for this Haknot to happen, I have two things that happen to be happening. I did you a favor by me mechayiv myself when there's no clear chiyuv, and I'm making it glad that we don't have to go through a whole bezin process. Mechayiv yourself by yourself is not enough. Well, how do I know that? Because the Gemara went to a sofik. That was the Gemara sofik. What is the Gemara sofik? Be mechayiv yourself is enough. Or mechayiv yourself, and it goes glat. That's what you need. So the Ramban, where's the suffix? It's not an alpidin suffix like the Ritva Yeshanim is. No. It's a suffix in how much favor am I doing him in order to get the kefil. This amount of favor, that amount of favor, that according to the Ramban, issue in the sukkah, although we have a problem. When does he get those chusim? No. So says the Ramban. What happens? Now, take a look in the Rashba.
the Ramban say that it can be Yom
Kippur? He doesn't say it, but he has to say it. Why? He said Hareni Mashalim. Is he calling it then or not? Why not? Because if he's calling it then, and then I drank a cup in Besdin, I gave it away already. So until it goes super glatt, without any kinks, the Kenyan's not there. Because that goofer could be the Sofag and the Gemara. I put the Sofag one way. Could be Sofag as the second way. I put the Sofag, how much favor am I doing for you? Because the Ramban says I'm doing a favor by me machayev myself when there's no clear path to chiyuv, right? I'm doing favor number one. Favor number two I'm doing you is it's all super glatt. And if it doesn't go super glatt, the fact that I did the first favor doesn't get me the kefil unless I did the second favor. But apparently, the second favor is only when it finishes. That's when the second favor is there. Now, okay. The moment you raised that, now, I could have had a different mahalach on the Ramban. The word suffix is exactly your point. What's the Gemara Suffolk? What? At what time? At what time? It could also be the Gemara Suffolk. And then we understand the end of the Ramban. Because the Ramban said, it makes no sense that say that it happened at the point of Hareini Meshalem if I could undo the favor I'd said, told you. Then I understand exactly what the Ramban's talking about. If the moment I do you the first favor, I'm machayev myself, so and then it's finished, that's only if I'm really machayev myself. But if I can unmachayev myself, I haven't done you anything. If you say it the second way, we understand the entire Ramban. I first prevented it one way and had a problem. Okay. You asked me one thing. I said, there are two ways of understanding it. That goof is the Sofag of the Gemara. At what point is he machnet him? Or how much favor do you have to do? Those are two ways of learning the Gemara according to the Ramban. Okay.
So when does the Kenyan kick in?
Speak a little louder.
When does the Kenyan kick in? When the pain is
near. It goes like this. It kicks in, and then when it kicks in, it goes on my Freya. It could be one of two points.
When
it
pays.
What?
When it actually pays.
Or in business, we'll hire him to pay. It could be that's the Sofag in the Gemara. Or the Sofag in the Gemara is, that definitely kicks in later. But how much favor do you have to do? You can't change your mind. But it kicks in later anyway. Or, question is, how much favor? I already was machayev myself and I can't change my mind. That's a big favor. Everything else is a minor headache. Could be either one way. Now, the Rashba makes our life a little more difficult. Boy. In the very beginning, he disagrees with the Ramban. He says, quote the Ramban says, Vayna Mechuba B'Einai. Kol amafkid b'shas pikad maklib lefnisha b'samach kol zman shuhu mashalem. Mazik adai to the knuya kishen edim. Dafka. He says, no. Even if I'm going to have to pay anyway. But I did him the favor of having it glut and not having to go through a whole court case. That's enough. At the end, he says, Sikna, I feel a b'shoal nami, echa b'shile mamish, meklek feilu. He says, Now, if it's that favor of not Tirch and Bezdin, so how does he learn our sugya? See, according to the Ramban, he's doing him two favors. Favor number one, I'm mechayev myself with you. You don't have a clear path to chiyuv at this point. Favor number two, no headache in Bezdin. And therefore, according to the Ramban, I have two ways of understanding the Gemara's kasha. Either when or how much favor. Those are two ways. Okay. The Rashba says, we're only talking about one favor. What's the favor I'm doing? Favor I'm doing is no Tirch and Bez. Okay. Once that is... So what's the Gemara Shaila? So let's see what the Rashba says. Mi amrin amed mikan diktik Rabbeinu Tam. He brings Rabbeinu Tam. Both the Ramban and Rashba had first version Rabbeinu Tam, not second version Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, we don't like that. Kevin Shekibel Olav and Makabel Olav Domi. He says no. So Hachi Kama. He says, oh my, Kama, Mavkir. Kishetignav Pirotsi. When you'll steal, when Tigone Pirotsi, when my purse is going to be stolen. Utishalmani, and you'll pay me. Mirtzoncha, from your goodwill. Lo tachicheni lebezdin, porosi knuyo loch. If I get my money, he says, ha'ilu matricho, ben shizchav l'shal, ben shen b'shav l'shal, v'machna l'kveda. He says, when I get my money, glat, then I'm asking you the kveila. Okay, so what's the most? Even though he can't change his mind, but it's going to have to go to Bezdin, it's going to hire a lawyer, all sorts of headaches he's going to have. Tedlucho, how am I going to prove it? Bekipidl, come on, chiv machai vishlum, mark vigvai vile, apadne mine, afil hochi mishum de tuchil, lo markne, it was a headache. We all deal different men of time, or Shaykh Hochabai, Elamad, Doma Nignava, Lav became Rotani Lashan, Lon Shava, Bashomachinim, Doma Pashaiti. If he says Pashaiti, then he can't change his mind. Inami Bashomasoch, Shaman, Lo Shaykh Hakla, became Shukhai Batashum, Shuvan Yochal Asim. What? So the way they understood Rabbeinu Tam is like this. I was mechayev myself. True, I can't change my mind. But since I didn't change my mind, I get kefil. Okay. Wait 1 second. So what is the other tzad in the Gemara? The question is, did I change my mind? It's a very funny. They're interpreting by putting Rabbi Tam in a very awkward position. Then Echanami, if I change my mind, there's no kefa. Well, without question. But if I didn't change my mind, did I? The question is a mitzvah. I changed my mind. Try to figure it out. Why did he change his mind? It's this, it's that. They're putting Rabbeinu Tam, but the way they interpret Rabbeinu Tam, it's a question of mitzvah, whether he changed his mind or not. Okay. There's no smichas das. Wait 1 second. That I don't understand. Ramban's problem. Ramban's problem. But when does it happen? When he gets the money. When he gets the. If I say I'll pay. And then I get the money. I didn't change my mind. So what? But then I understand, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says he doesn't have to pay. He just has to say he's going to pay. Okay. So what did you gain? What did you gain? The whole Gemara is very strange at this point. I have to understand, what did he gain? What did Rabbi Yochanan gain by saying he doesn't have to pay? He said, go back and say, so you have to wait till he pays. After wait till he pays, so Rabbi Yochanan didn't achieve anything, didn't accomplish anything. You don't have to wait till he pays. Right now what happened? Right now it happened. How's he going to change his mind? Or he can't change his mind. But he made a tichel later on. But he was conned already. This Gemara requires some degree of serious explanation. According to the way they present it. The way they present it, like, as of when does it kick in and what favors did he do? If you need the favor of not having any Tirch and Bezin down to the end, either to the Psak Bezin or till he gets his money, so what would Rabbi Yochanan say? Have any Mashalim. Okay, that is somehow has to be understood just to figure out what's happening in the Gemara. That is assignment number one. Okay. Let's see assignment. Let's see the Gemara goes on. We'll come back to each of these things. Omar Harani Mishalim Umeis. Since Harani Mishalim and he died. Yoru Bonu and the children said, Eino no Mishalim. Man. Mi amrin mehediko adabuhu adilma milsadavun kaima. Vavu. Udukhu hudukam badchel. That's why there's an extra reason. They have to fulfill their father's word. Amluhu Shimul Abonim. The Mafki died. The Mafki died. So, my motzamalu kiak noik feilu lavuchan. No. The shomer died, and the sons I want to pay, and the sons come to pay, and the sons pay. He said, "No, I gave the kefil to your father. I didn't give you the kefil." Wait one second. According to Tosfos, what does he do? He's marked him the Guf HaPorah completely. At what point? At the point of Harani Mishalim? It's too late to do anything. What do you mean? The sons. It's very late here. At this point, he already owns the parah. At this point, he already owns the parah, so you can't undo his owning the parah. According to Rambam, you already own Shvach HaBameyelov. I gave it to him, I didn't give it to you, but whatever the father owns this parah. The father owns this parah, according to Tosfos, what happens to a parah the father owns, it goes over to the children. Goes over to the children. So it's the worst question. Rash was very bothered by this whole thing. So this issue that was raised is going to go straight to the sugya. So if the question is, when does it happen? So it's all one big question. If that's the question, when does it happen? Does it happen when he says it, or happens later on? But if it happens later on, so what did Rabbi Yochanan say? We shall just see these various abayas, see how the Rishonim understood them, and then get a picture of what the whole thing is all about. Yes.
Just going back for a second. Going back to the Gemara on Ramadan. Say that he's mucking in the cow. If When he's going to pay? Basically, it's mechir al tanai. So just in the long, how does that work? It means it's coming to him now, but the mafreya is always his when he's not mechayim tanai. If he's not mechayim tanai,
whenever you mechayim tanai, so you the mafreya, it's like a kinyan al tanai.
How do we view the before you mechayim
tanai? I am selling you. I am selling you this as of now. It's going to be time you're not in it.
So, and before the tonight happens, how do we view it? Then
what?
Before the tonight happens, you view it as if it belongs to him or yet?
The bailus is up in the air. Depends, yes or no, or no.
So, are Yerushim Yerush bailus is up in the air?
What?
Are Yerushim Yerush bailus is up in the air? It's not entirely his yet.
So, if you talk, at what point? There are two times. Where did he die? He died before anything happened. And the Yerushim said, Harani Mishalem? One thing. Or he said, Harani Mishalem, and then he died. The Yerushim says, he said, Harani Mishalem, and then he dies. And the Yerushim pay off.
In the second case, when the Bonim saved his charge, they're
going to
pay.
Okay. Yeah. The different case in the Gemara.
Right. In the second case, when the Yerushim saved, they're going to pay. The Yerushim wants to say the
Yerushim.
So what were the Yerush?
Whatever your race, whatever you from the question is whatever you from the father had there, your race. All his chiyuvim to swear, to pay, or to give back.
And the other side of that
chiyuvim,
they also.
Yeah. They're your race, all the chiyuvim.
Everything.
Yes, Rabbi Gavert.
How would you be using full adon as opposed to half adon, 200 sadra?
But Mara says his father, well, we'll get Shifra. Rabbi Chaim says, you can't say that the entire issue in Shloshim Shalevet is financial damage. Because what is the Gemara's question? Shloshim in a Mokav get Shifra, who has no financial, is whether I need a total order and a half order. But there's no. But there's zero money, and the whole Shloshim Shalevet was just the Machayev was the loss of money, so you wouldn't get the Gemara's question doesn't get started.
So it's a right.
So therefore, must be that the Machayev is the Ritzich.
If the Baal Shor was paid to the Sos Maman as opposed to the Adoin, he wouldn't be.
In Matskona, or what, the Gemara there? In Gittin, in Matskona, or Agamemnon?
Even if we hold that selling the Sos Maman of kefir of the Evet, even if we would hold that, she would have to, the Balatur would have to first pay to the Adam, right?
Yeah.
As his fee. Yeah. Meaning if he pays to the Sukkos Mammon, that's not kefir payment.
That means he doesn't first have to pay the Adam. I can give over the, I can sell you the rights to collect my debts and you keep the money. It goes to me, but you get the right to collect it and you can keep the money. According to Reb Chaim, this is exactly what happens.
But it's going through, it has to go through the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise it's not paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Rabbi Axelbaum.
Rabbi said during Shir that you're not kind of the parle in Geneva, you just sell the parle in Shvach of the Alma.
That's what the Gemara seems to say.
Reb Chaim in his shtickle, you seem to refer to his in Geneva.
Right, of course he does. Yeah, I understand that.
I'm saying, is Rebbe saying?
I'm not saying, I'm just saying, if the Gemara seems to say one thing, Reb Chaim seems to say something, but a part of our job will now be to put it together.
And how do I sell? Well,
because how do I deal with it? I didn't sell you if it was the Gemara says, Shvacha bo me'elov. Shvacha bo me'elov.
And how do I sell Kefal for in the Shvacha bo me'elov? Doesn't Kefal go to the person it was stolen from? Am I allowed to?
That's what bothered Reb Chaim, so I said. So how did the Gemara move on from there to other Shvacha bo me'elov? That's the question you just asked. I said, well, yeah, it's work that has to be done.
And by
work in progress.
And by Evid, like, could this be the chilik between Parah L'Chveila and Evid L'Kenas? Or is that the...
Yeah. One is Shvach and one is not Shvach.
And that was the Ein Loma that Reb Chaim said in the Shtickle?
Yeah, you're right. One is Shvach and one is not Shvach. Yes, Rabbi Simon.
I was followed by a question that brings out some things in terms of, so I'm assuming if, for example, by the Shoyal, I didn't sell him the Kefa, right? And so now when the Ganav comes, the Shoyal pays Karen,
yeah.
And when the Ganav now comes, and he has double payment. So obviously, I'm not going to give all three payments to the Baal. So I was bothered by, well, who deserves the Karen in terms of his Chiv.
What's again? Give me a case again.
So the case is that the shoyl doesn't get sold the kefir, and he gives over the keren like he's supposed to, but he doesn't buy the kefir without keren.
Yeah.
Okay. Later on, the ganav comes. So now
it goes to the owner.
All three.
What's three?
The shoyl get paid back.
What?
So obviously, the ganav has to be keren plus kefir, so the ganav just doesn't have to be keren.
Ganav pays Karen to whom?
So I was wondering, so does he pay to the Shomer?
He pays it to the Baalim, and the Baalim returns the money to the Shomer.
And if it was the other way around, that the Ganav was found before the Shomer was paid the Karen, would it also be the same thing?
The Ganav owes it to the owner.
Right.
The Ganav owes it to the owner. Now, there's an internal issue since the owner doesn't get triple payment. He gets double payment. So the moment he gets kefir from the ganav, he gives back to the shomer what he got from the shomer.
So the reason I'm assuming we give it back to the shomer is because the shomer's chiv was only in order to solve the problem of hefsed mammon.
Yeah, and the moment there's no hefsed mammon, so he gets it back.
I assume that the ganav's reason why he paid the ganav was for the same reason. But he also was only...
He pays it. I took your property, I owe you back. That's why. I took your property, I have to give it back to you. And if I don't give you back, I have to give back the monetary equivalent. That's substitutes.
Okay. And so he has to pay kefir. He has to be done. And so if it was the other way around, that he came first in terms of the ganav...
What came first?
So before the shomer had a chance to pay, Ganav came, so he pays double to the Baal, yeah. And the shomer pays nothing and walks away.
Yeah.
So the difference is the chayv, even though there's a part of the kefir that has within it the keren, since his din is to pay double, he has to pay double. Whereas the shomer only has to fill the
Thank you. Yes, Rabbi Shmuel Yehoshua.
The Shiva explained the Ramban. One side of the Ramban, how he understands the suffix, is how much you have to appease the Baal.
Yeah.
And I guess the Rosh Hashiva brought in two things. One of the things that you have to do is just make sure that the process in Beis Din, that you don't bring him into Beis Din.
That you mechayev yourself where I would not otherwise be chayev. That means the mafkid doesn't have a clear path to get his money. Shoma says, listen, don't look for witnesses, don't do this, I'm paying. In the volunteering payment where the mafkid does not have a guarantee that he's going to get payment. Number one, and making sure it happens smooth. Number two. Guaranteeing payment where the payment is not 100% clear. And number two, making sure the process goes smoothly.
Not many,
the fact that we don't need beds, we don't need witnesses, we don't need lawyers. I'm paying.
So then, maybe I didn't understand. Rabbeinu Tam, the Shiva said, you only need one.
Rabbeinu Tam's